Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. On the program today will be James Bilby. James has jumped onto the Kansas wrestling scene and helped provide opportunities for those in the Wichita area as well as across the state. James will be serving as team leader for Team Kansas at the upcoming Schoolboy Duels, slated for June 6th through the 10th in Indianapolis. James, welcome to Airtime.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, Coach.
Tell me a little bit about your wrestling background and how you made your way to South Central Kansas and its wrestling community.
Sure. It was a very unique path to get to Kansas. I grew up kind of as a gypsy growing up. My dad worked for the Boeing company, so we moved like being in the military every 2 to 3 years. So I got a chance to be exposed to a lot of different coaches and wrestling systems growing up. So we lived in Washington State, moved to North Dakota. We were in Montana, California, New York, Missouri. So kind of moved around about every 2 to 3 years. And after high school, I joined the Air Force with an opportunity to wrestle. I was a two-time state high school finalist and state champ my senior year. And came to the Air Force, got a chance to wrestle. Spent about 2 years out at the Olympic Training Center wrestling for Rich Estrella out there in the mid-90s. And after a couple of years, my body kind of gave way, and I kind of transitioned to the coaching aspect. And as the military kind of moved me around, just like the Boeing company did for my dad, I went from assistant coaching job to assistant coaching job, from Las Vegas, Nevada to Florida to Virginia, a couple other places, and I got an opportunity to move to Kansas back in 2012. And with having young kids growing up, I figured this was a great place to be centrally located and expose them to a sport that has given me so much. And been here ever since, and I love it. I'm an assistant wrestling coach out at Derby High, and I run my youth program, the South Central Punishers, out of Rose Hill here in Kansas.
The Schoolboy Duels is a gateway to participating on higher-level age group teams and networking with USAWKS staff and making connections with other like-minded wrestlers. What goes into the planning and preparation on your part to make this event run smoothly?
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of logistical planning to pull off something like this. And Will Coakley, our freestyle Greco director, has been very helpful as far as, you know, reaching out and getting in contact with anybody that I need to make this happen. But literally trying to find hotels for our guys. The last couple of years, our hotels weren't the best, so we upped the ante and got us some better rooms. Just kind of using our network, you know, looking for some coaches to come in, hunting down a bus and how do we get the kids there, you know, where do we depart from. So getting the bus set up. So we were planning on leaving from Topeka at the Ramada Hotel there downtown. And then, it's really difficult too, because we're competing with other interests like baseball and soccer that are still going on. So it's pretty tough to convince guys to spend a lot of time in a hot, dungy wrestling room when they could be outside out at the lake or throwing the baseball around. But really, though, the networking piece is probably the biggest one. I mean, I'm on the phone, it seems, about every other night looking for guys to come out and join us or folks that just want to come in and help coach or be chaperones for this event. So I'm pretty fortunate with the connections that I've made in my short time living here in Kansas and trying to pull this off. So I owe quite a few people a lot of favors, that's for sure.
So how exactly do you go about selecting the team that will represent Kansas?
Well, so we do our state tournament for freestyle Greco up in Hutchinson. It's usually the first weekend of May, and we did that this past couple weeks out at the Salt Hawk Arena. And usually how it works is it's the top three guys at each weight class that can go. Now, sometimes there are folks that won't be able to get there for whatever reason, but you use the state tournament as determining who's going to wrestle on, you know, your gold team or your silver team. And then the third place guy, if they want to go too, we'll try to work them in some matches as well. And the mathematical equation has kind of been, if you're the champion, you're going to get the full 7 to 8 matches in your respective style. If you're the second place guy, you'll probably get 5 matches on silver. And if you're the third place guy, you'll get 3. The unique thing at this event in particular is that they have exhibition matches running throughout the 4 days. So getting the maximum number of matches will not be an issue if you maximize the exhibition match as well. And then if folks aren't able to come because of, you know, due to injury or due to other things, then we have the latitude then to reach out and to call a lot of folks. And I was on the phone today trying to hunt some kids down, and hopefully we're getting some good ones. I was on the phone with Blake Jure's dad out in Olathe, then I was talking to Coach Prater out in Garden City about Eric Dominguez as well, just trying to fill up some roster spots, and both these kids can wrestle, so I'm hoping to see them in Indianapolis.
So who are the coaches that will be on the bench for Team Kansas in Indy?
Well, I believe we've got a pretty good mix. Our first coach I'll discuss is Coach Ken Kepley. He's the head coach out at Pratt Community College, and Ken's been getting more and more involved, and I think that's pretty critical for our college coaches to kind of, you know, get some exposure to our Kansas kids as we look to, you know, fill those rosters in the future here. So Ken is all in. He wrestled out at Appalachian State back in his wrestling days. And then next coach is Josh Clark. He's out of Mays Wrestling Club. And Josh, you can see him about any youth tournament around in the state any given time. And Josh is there. He's all in for the kids. So I'm very excited for him to take this opportunity. Next, I have Reese Coakley. Reese obviously is no stranger to a wrestling mat. He's a talented wrestler at St. James Academy, wrestling out there at Fort Hays State now. So he's going to bring a good young kind of youth perspective to the mix for our younger guys. And then lastly, I got a guy that probably a lot aren't familiar with, but I believe he's one of the best assistants in the state, and that's Coach Kyle Klein. He's an assistant at Rose Hill High, and he wrestled at Labette for a couple years for Coach Renfro and then transitioned over to Neumann University. And Coach Klein's a great technician, and this is a good chance for him to kind of showcase his talents at this kind of a stage. The big thing that I'm going to focus on with these guys is trying to mix it up. So I told all four of them they won't be with the same team throughout. So they're going to be gold team with Greco, and then they might be silver team with freestyle. And the main reason that is just to get the kids exposed to different, you know, philosophies and coaching styles, and also getting the coaches exposed to the kids as well. So that's our plan is exposure.
Wow. Sounds very, very well organized, and looks like it's going to be a good experience for those kids. The competition takes place at Warren Central High School on June 6th through the 10th. How can we follow the progress of the team online?
Well, lucky for us, it's going to be on track and not on float, because track's a heck of a lot easier to navigate, of course. But that's where you can find the brackets, and they'll have the teams broken into pools. And then we also, I just set up a little Facebook page. It's USAWKS, schoolboys/girls duels. And we'll be posting some photos and stuff like that of the wrestlers as they compete.
What are your objectives and expectations for the group competing at this competition?
Well, I believe, first and foremost, it's about the experience. And in an event like this, they're going to get about 14 to 16 matches, you know, 7 to 8 in each different style. And at this event, I mean, you've got over 40-plus states showing up, and they're bringing their best. And in Kansas, I believe that we have great wrestling, but it's hard to orchestrate, you know, getting everybody to kind of beat to the same drum and to show up. But looking at the Greco bracket from last year, I mean, no surprise, the Illinois, the Minnesotas, and even Oklahoma, still in the third Greco game, all look pretty tough, but Washington State actually upset Illinois, and Georgia actually won that event in Greco, which was kind of surprising. And freestyle, of course, Illinois, they've kind of dominated at that age group in the freestyle the last couple of years, but it's some of the same players, Washington, Minnesota, Colorado. I believe we've got the kids to compete. There's 8 of these guys. I'll take a moment to kind of speak on and just kind of highlight some of their credentials. And if a lot of folks aren't familiar with them, I believe they will become when they enter high school. And the first one is, at 77 pounds, we're pretty lucky. We got 3 really talented guys, kind of all log jammed at the same weight. But Kale Alderman was a schoolboy national runner-up in Greco, and he got 5th in freestyle. And Braden Tatum got 3rd in Greco and 3rd in freestyle, also at schoolboy national. So both these guys were on the dual team last year. We expect them, obviously, to compete very, very, very well as well. And then our other 77-pounder is Hunter Taylor, who got a chance to wrestle over in France and also in Estonia this past winter, where he focused more on the Greco and the freestyle side by the folk style, which you're starting to see some more and more kids starting to do that. At 83 pounds, we got Christopher Coates, who's out of Rock Creek. Do same thing. He went over to Estonia, and he actually won both styles and also went to France. He is a very special talent that I think quite a few of us are probably familiar with, but to see him do it at this stage, he makes it look very easy. At 114 pounds, we got Zarek Tungernokel. We'll just call him XT. He's one of my guys. He's out of Emporia. He got 2nd up at Schoolboy Folkstyle Nationals at the bottom of his age, and last year he got 3rd in Greco and 4th in freestyle, so he's a very seasoned wrestler. We expect him to do things. At 19, we got Dylan Elmore out of Paola. He's the 119-pound schoolboy national champion in folk style, and he got third in freestyle and second in Greco at the novice age group nationals 2 years ago. And then as we get into the bigger guys, Blake Jarrett, I mean, he was a guy that, you know, didn't wrestle at the state tournament. We do have a hold to fill at 165, and he's available. So he was a novice Greco champion and second in freestyle 2 years ago. We know he can wrestle, so we're really excited about the opportunity of getting him on this roster. And then probably the hammer out of all of them there is Quentin Saunders. Quentin Saunders is probably one of the most credentialed youth wrestlers probably in Kansas to come up in a long time. He's a Pan Am champ last year. He went 16-0 at these duels. He's a freestyle national champion, and he did get second in Greco. But the year before, I believe, he was first and first. He was a national Triple Crown winner, I believe, for USA Wrestling a couple years back. And a couple other guys, Nick Truster at 83 pounds, we believe is going to do some great things out of Needham. He's a very seasoned wrestler, and this is his first chance on these teams. And then we got a 102-pounder out of Dodge City, Damian Mendez, who had a tough bracket up there at the state tournament in Hutchinson with Hayden Mills and a couple other wrestlers in there, Keaton Patterson, and he handled those guys pretty well. So I think we got what it takes. It's just kind of filling in between, you know, some of these eight guys. But last year, I know this, the group of kids that we took, we finished seventh in the bronze bracket. So that's the second tier bracket down. So it all kind of depends on pool placement, and how these pools are broken up is based on returning all Americans and regional placers and qualifiers. So if we get some of our more credentialed guys there, it's going to help better our chances to get in the pool that we want to get into so we can advance. So that's kind of the key part, but, we're excited, though. We're really excited to see what these guys can do.
Okay, well, very good. Well, it sounds like our schoolboy age group is in good hands. You know, you can hear the enthusiasm in your voice, and that's great for the health of the sport in Kansas.
Well, I hope so. We got some work to do. Obviously, we got Southern Plains coming up, and I know a bunch of these guys are heading out there. So I believe it'll be a good tune-up for those guys. They'll have a couple-day break. And then we'll all get back from Dodge City pretty late that Sunday night, but they'll have a day or two to kind of reheal the body and kind of get back into that mode again. And then hopefully come Thursday on the 7th, we're ready to rumble there in Indianapolis.
Coach Bilby, thank you for taking the time to visit with us about the upcoming schoolboy duels. Best of luck to Team Kansas.
Coach, I appreciate it. We can use all the luck we can get, and hopefully we go out there and represent the state well. That's our plan.
This has been Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. Until next time, thanks for listening.